Let's see who we got to play today. All right, Jillian from Woodridge, you are caller 19. You're going to play for these Nico Moon tickets. What do you say?
Okay, then.
All right, so obviously a lot of football happening. Bears Packers on Sunday. We are going to play something. Well, in football, they have the two-minute drill. So now we're going to do Scotty's one-minute drill. So
okay.
I'm going to put you into a couple scenarios. All you have to do is be goofy and fun, and that's it. Sound like something you can
okay.
do?
I could try.
Technically, I just want you to be a good time, like Nico Moon. You get it, right?
Okay. Sure.
Okay. All right. So here we go. Your first scenario is you are now part of the Bears coaching staff, and you have 20 seconds to convince management why the NFL players should actually wear tuxedos as uniforms.
Sure.
All right. 20 seconds on the clock. Go.
We want our players to look good. We want to bring in people, you know, that have class and spend lots of money. Players are wearing tuxedos, and we could charge more money, make more money, more profit, bring in better players because we're bringing in more money. We can have better food.
I think you nailed NFL to a T. Money, 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 money.
There you go.
All right, I love that. The second scenario.
Sure.
All right, now you are the head coach of the Chicago Bears, and you have to give them a quick pep talk at halftime, but you have to use the same voice that you would use when you talk to an adorable little puppy.
I can do that.
20 seconds on the clock. Pep talk in puppy voice. Go.
Oh, come on, guys. We can do this. We can do this so good. You guys are doing so good. You're the goodest boys ever. We can kick the other team's booties because they're not cute like you guys. You guys are the cutest, and you guys are tough, and we can kick their booties and be the bestest ever.
That was the most adorable pep talk I've ever heard in my life.
Thank you.